Trust God most. Like a child, rest in His love and rely on God's Word. Embrace God's grace. Too often, the distractions of technology and a fast pace interrupt our focus on Christ. Today, embrace God's grace. Believe Jesus Christ. Repent. Receive. He is waiting for us to turn to Him for everything we need. When we do, we experience what is found in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is truth. God's word is truth. Today, set your phone aside. Pick up an actual hard copy of the Bible. Read it. Pray it. Live it. Instead of refreshing your web page, experience how He will refresh you. It's time, my friends. It's time. Acts 3:19 says, "So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life, so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day." Again, trust God most, my friends. Like a child, rest in His love and rely on God's word. Embrace God's grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You are who You are. We are sorry for ignoring You. We're sorry for trying to do things our way instead of Your way. Please cleanse us and fill us afresh. We confess our sins and ask for Your forgiveness. We repent and we turn to You now and lean on You completely for everything, for salvation, for all of our concerns, for all of our needs, and we rest in You. We thank You for Your love. We thank You that you are with us, and when we know You, You are in us, that You go before us, that You pave the way. And Lord, we just completely trust You now, like children. Thank You for taking care of us and for taking care of our loved ones. We entrust everyone into Your hands. We pray now for protection and deliverance from evil in Your name, Jesus. We pray for Your favor, that You would open doors for us to share You with many, many people. We pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. We pray for all pastors, all churches, and we also pray, Lord, for the persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. Please draw everyone close to Yourself and strengthen them. Pray for those in grief. Pray for those who are sick and discouraged. Lord, please encourage them. Just pray for all leaders, pastors. Pray for military, veterans, and just all the families, Lord, that are going through so much. Just help them to sense Your presence and be reminded of Your love today. We bless Your name together, and we receive You. We love You. Just help us to love You and love others with Your love. Thank You so much, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross, for conquering sin and death for us in our place, and for the victory that You secured and give us who trust You as Savior and Lord. We do that now. We trust You. We love You. We bless Your name and humble ourselves at Your feet. You are all we need. And thank You for Your grace. Help us to fully embrace it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Get a hard copy, not just using your phone. Get a hard copy of the Bible and read it. Pray it. Live it. Buy a copy of the Bible and give it to someone else. Maybe a large print Bible for someone who has trouble with their eyes. But focus on God's word this week. God bless you, my friends.